A new consultation, a patient last name Compton, COMPTON, first name Stacy, STACEY. Mrs. Stacy Compton is a 49-year-old Caucasian woman who was referred to my office by emergency room for evaluation of the first time seizure period. She reports history of blackouts episodes in her childhood when she was just got lightheaded and periodically lose her consciousness but not convulsing. In fact, she was not treated for epilepsy, was not given any specific anti-seizure medications in my period. She has a chronic pain syndrome requiring use of narcotics. She had a previous work-related injury in her right hand period. The patient also have a history of generalized anxiety and depression after her son death period. She on 12/15/2012 she felt somewhat foggy and she described being in a faraway type of condition and tired and shaky. Her daughter brought her to the work where she had witnessed grand mal seizures with urinary incontinence in the period. Patient had a postictal confusion in the emergency department period. There was no pre-existing injuries. The patient specifically reports no sudden withdrawal from narcotics or benzodiazepines period. She's been sober for 1.5 year period. I didn't see where the urine toxicology screen was done on the period. Since the seizure, she is more forgetful, irritable, have problems with periodic headache and feeling fatigued on the period. She had no recurrent blackouts, episodes of seizures in the period. Her past medical history as above, past surgical history as above, social history. She's single, have four children, three living children period. The patient boyfriend and her father-in-law were present at the time of the appointment in the period. On examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 70. Generally, this was well-developed thin woman who appeared to be fatigued and withdrawn, but otherwise communicating with me on the period. The neurological exam followed normal template impression. Problem number one, first time seizure. I had a discussion with patient about the etiology of the seizure. So far, we didn't find any obvious triggering factor. I still worried about withdrawal from Xanax. So she's taking relatively high dose, up to 1 milligram four times a day period. She's on Percocet up to 6 tablets a day as needed in the period. Problem number two, the prominent venous angioma adjacent to the anterior horn of the right lateral ventricle. I feel more likely it's an accidental finding and not necessarily relating to new onset of the seizure, since there was no evidence of bleeding or mass effect period. My recommendations, number one, to do sleep-deprived electroencephalogram. Number two, discuss with your primary care provider to switch her to clonazepam, a long-acting benzodiazepine instead of Xanax. Number three, The patient need to follow with seizure precautions, not driving, operating machinery, or working at heights or swimming without supervision for the next 3 months after the onset of seizure. Also discussed about possibility of the sudden death with recurrent seizures some period. She's planning to get a Kaiser insurance in March period. One might consider repeating imaging studies and doing more MRI of the brain within 6 or 8 months, monitoring the changes in morphology of the venous angioma period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 45 minutes.